Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for coming here this evening. Before I forget, I want to remind you that after the lecture and after a question and answer period, you're all welcome to join us for a reception up in the Schneider Commons under this same rain-resistant roof, just upstairs. Well, for those who don't know me, I am Father Dennis Hamm of the Society of Jesus, holder of the Amelia B. and Emil G. Graf Endowed Chair of Catholic Theology. And the lecture you're about to hear is co-sponsored by the Graf Chair and the Rabbi Meyer and Dorothy Kripke Center for the Study of Religion and Society. Besides being a freestanding public lecture, this talk is also the keynote for a symposium that will continue tomorrow and Saturday in the Scott Student Center Ballroom. And you're welcome to come to that as well. You have received a sheet telling you the speakers and topics who will be presenting at that symposium tomorrow and the next day. It's called Faithful Citizenship, Principles and Strategies to Serve the Common Good. The idea for the symposium emerged from the experience of the 2004 presidential election. Most of you will recall that in November of 2003, the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops issued a document called Faithful Citizenship, A Call to Political Responsibility. It was a cogent document challenging U.S. Catholics to consider the full spectrum of Catholic social teaching as they participated in the election process. The promulgation and application of this excellent document was, well, uneven. Some of our church leaders were more enthusiastic than others in embracing that full spectrum of issues. And in the process, important questions were raised about the relationship between faith and public life. And so it seemed to me that the topic of faithful citizenship was a ripe one for attention by the Graf Chair of Catholic Theology and for the Kripke Center for the Study of Religion and Society. Faithful citizenship is, after all, about the interface of church and state. And that's why we organized this symposium, gathering scholars to address major topics of the presidential campaign from the viewpoint of Catholic social tradition. As you know, last November, again, a year before the national elections, the USCCB presented us with an update of their call to political responsibility called Forming Consciences for Faithful Citizenship. Well, to help us understand this document within the full context of the Bishop's Project and our rich tradition, we're fortunate this evening to have John Carr as our speaker. Mr. Carr is Secretary of the Department of Social Development and World Peace, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. He has assisted the bishops with the development of significant documents, including Communities of Salt and Light, Sharing Catholic Teaching, Call to Global Solidarity, Everyday Christianity, and Faithful Citizenship. He served as Executive Director for the White House Conference on Family and as Director of the National Committee for Full Employment. Most importantly for us, John has been the shepherd and chief architect of several versions of the U.S. Bishops' Faithful Citizenship documents over the years. This makes him eminently qualified to speak to us on the story of faithful citizenship, history, context, directions, dangers. Please join me in welcoming John Carr.